Imagine walking into a room where energy is palpable, where challenges are met with determination rather than despair. This is the essence of what John Gordon explores in The Power of a Positive Team. Positivity isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a competitive advantage that transforms ordinary groups into extraordinary teams. Research from Duke University consistently shows that optimistic people outperform their pessimistic counterparts in both business and sports. Just as successful marriages thrive with a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions, teams flourish under the same principle. But let's be clear, this isn't about superficial cheerleading or ignoring problems. Positive teams acknowledge reality while maintaining the belief that together they can overcome any obstacle. They don't avoid difficult conversations, they approach challenges with the fundamental conviction that solutions exist. This mindset creates resilience during setbacks and fosters innovation when facing barriers. When the Miami Heat shifted from focusing solely on X's and O's to emphasizing positive culture, they transformed their performance. What kind of energy are you bringing to your team today? Culture is the foundation that determines team performance. Like a root system nurturing fruit, it shapes the expectations, behaviors, and habits that drive sustainable results. While many organizations fixate on outcomes, it's the cultural foundation that truly matters. Teams can create positive cultures even within challenging environments. USC's tennis team won 4 national championships by building a culture of love, accountability, and respect. UVA's tennis team found similar success only after coach Brian Boland prioritized culture over outcomes, leading to 4 championships in 5 years. Your energy affects those around you. Research shows emotions spread physically up to 10 feet away. Each day you choose, spread negativity or boost team health. When Southwest Airlines maintained their no baggage fee policy despite recommendations, they honored their cultural commitment to affordable travel. Your team's core values shape its culture and ultimate success. The most powerful teams unite around a clear vision and greater purpose. When team members understand both why they exist and where they're going, obstacles become surmountable. Alan Mulally exemplified this at Ford Motor Company with One Ford, uniting everyone around one purpose, plan, and goal. People feel energized when using their strengths for something bigger than themselves. Purpose-driven goals outperform numerical targets. Organic Valley prioritizes supporting farmers, sustainability, and healthy products over sales targets. Their financial success flows naturally from living this purpose. Successful teams need both telescope and microscope perspectives. The telescope maintains focus on long-term vision, while the microscope addresses immediate steps. Without the telescope, you'll dream without action. Without the microscope, setbacks discourage you. For vision and purpose to work, each team member must personally connect with both. Teams that believe together achieve together. Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney demonstrated this by bringing "I can" and "believe" signs to his first team meeting, a mindset that quickly spread among his players who then inspired each other. Shifting from saying "have to "get to" transforms a team's perspective. Instead of viewing work as obligation, teams learn to appreciate opportunities for growth and impact. This change converts complaints into appreciation, elevating both individual and team performance. The author reframed baseball from a game of failure to a game of opportunity, where each play offers a fresh chance for success. LOS means learning opportunity, stay strong. A study of 500 successful people revealed their shared ability to transform setbacks into opportunities. Teams face a daily choice between fear and faith. Both believe in unrealized futures. But while fear anticipates negative outcomes, faith expects positive ones. Your belief about whether your best days lie ahead or behind becomes your reality. Being a positive team requires both nurturing positivity and eliminating negativity. Teams often make the mistake of ignoring internal negativity until it undermines success. When Georgia football lost their first games in 2011, coach Mark Richt displayed an energy vampire drawing where negative players' photos were posted, leading to 10 straight wins through public accountability. Before removing energy vampires, try transforming them. People usually aren't negative without reason. Listen empathetically and guide them toward positivity. Martin from Seventh Generation exemplified this with his door sign, "Energy vampires welcome, expect to be transformed." The no complaining rule transforms cultures by requiring solutions with complaints, shifting focus from problems to solutions. However, addressing negativity doesn't mean eliminating healthy conflict. Great teams engage in constructive disagreement, always grounded in trust, respect, and love. Google's Project Aristotle revealed that their most productive teams weren't necessarily those with the smartest individuals, but those with the strongest connections between members. Emotional safety, empathy, and genuine interest in teammates' ideas created environments where people could do their most creative work. Communication builds the foundation for team connection. It generates trust, which creates commitment, fosters teamwork, and ultimately delivers results. Without proper communication, negativity fills the void. Rumors, gossip, and complaints breed and spread. When communication suffers, people assume the worst and operate from fear rather than trust. The best communicators aren't necessarily eloquent speakers, but exceptional listeners who process information and use it for the team's benefit. Communication must go beyond superficial small talk to create true connection. When teams communicate to connect with meaning, authenticity, and transparency, they build bonds, develop trust, strengthen relationships, and increase commitment. Florida basketball coach Billy Donovan recognized his team repeatedly reached the Elite Eight, but struggled to make the Final Four because they weren't sufficiently connected. By investing heavily in team connection, Florida became a family rather than a collection of individuals. What meaningful conversations are you initiating with your teammates? Every successful individual relies on a committed team. Former Navy SEAL Nick Hayes points to Hell Week as the crucible where individuals shift from you thinking to fighting for their boat crew instead of themselves. The 1% rule drives team excellence. Contribute 1% more effort, focus, and care each day than before. When a college women's lacrosse team of 35 players adopted this approach, they discovered their collective 1% improvements compounded into significant daily growth. Love and accountability form the foundation of great teams. Leaders must establish trust through genuine care before challenging team members. When teammates truly care for each other, excellence becomes a shared standard, not just a set of rules. True teams achieve collective greatness beyond individual capabilities. Meraki, the Greek concept of infusing work with love, soul, and creativity, exemplifies what positive teams accomplish together, creating transformative legacies. Teamwork requires both leading and supporting roles. Each person's daily attitude and effort shapes the team's success. When teams prioritize we over me, they evolve from average to extraordinary, building meaningful legacies for future generations.